Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you, Intimate Encounters, with your hosts, Ms. Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy, Cass, and inconspicuous by his absence, Father Time. But I got my boy, Wick, filling in for him while he make it wherever he gonna make it to. I guess he get here eventually. Wick, what's happening, dog?
What up, though?
What's the business, man?
Shit, just chilling, you know, up here. In this city, they finally had a nice day instead of all that coldness, man.
Oh, okay. Check it out, dog. We're going to jump right into the topic, man.
Hey, before you started that, y'all always do that sports moment. I had a question.
What's that?
What's your Lakers, dog?
Oh, man, I ain't worried. That's a temporary setback, man.
Hey, that's a different team, dog. That ain't the same team they played in the first round.
Oh, man, I ain't worried about that, man. That just, they just networking the politics, and that's all that is, man. It's going to get done.
That's what we play tonight, right? Yep.
Oh, well, tonight we're going. You say what?
I say I saw that sweat on Kobe Brown. He was sweating a little bit.
Nah, he ain't worried. But check it out, man. We're going to jump into the topic. Tonight's topic. Inappropriate questions. Now, check this out, dog. I was told today that I asked an inappropriate question. You know what I'm saying?
What you
asked? The girl asked the question. The girl said, "What do I want?" I said, "Shit, I want my dicks up." She said, "Is that?" She's like, "You just gonna come to me and ask me that?" I felt like we grown. I just say what I want to say. She said, "That question is so inappropriate." I'm like, "How's that question inappropriate?" I mean, I don't understand. I mean, we're all grown. I mean, what you want me to do? Beat around the bush? Just wrap it around your head? You know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, you asking what I wanted. You know what I'm supposed to keep telling you put your head on my lap or something? I mean, shit, what am I supposed to take?
When you say tap on the forehead like, this is what I want.
Right. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, they say it was an inappropriate question. And then I got to thinking, I said, well, you know, there's a lot of questions out there that people might feel inappropriate. Me, personally, I didn't think it was inappropriate. I felt like we grown. You asked me what I wanted. I told you what I wanted. And you got upset.
Okay, so, I got a question, though, dog. What kind of situation was you in for that question to be asked? Was you in a sexual situation that y'all was about to do it, or was you just at work and she asked you what you want and you was like, shit, I want my dick sucked?
Yeah, we was driving in the car.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? I mean, hey, I don't know. Hold on. I'm gonna open up the line. Let me see who we got. Candy, what's happening?
What's the?
Chilling,
how you
chilling,
doing, Candy?
Hey, wait, what's up?
What's going on? Candy. Let me get me some right now.
All right, check it out, Candy. Tonight's topic is inappropriate questions. Now, a woman told me I asked an inappropriate question to her. Do you feel the question was inappropriate?
I mean, that you said you were driving in a car, so it must have been your woman, right?
I mean, nevertheless, who it was, it was just,
if you would have just been somebody that, you know, you walked up to or whatever, it would have been inappropriate, but,
I know the person.
You being a grown man, you would already know when is inappropriate, when isn't, you know what I'm saying?
Well, now, I know what I'm saying is, we're two adults. You ask me what's on my mind, and I tell you, I want my dick sucked. You going to do that? She said that was an inappropriate question.
I mean, what did she want you to come to? Excuse me, Miss Lady. Could you please suck my testicles today?
I don't know, man. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What was so inappropriate about the question? Well, I'm gonna ask you, Candy. What do you feel is an inappropriate question? Like if somebody came to you and asked you something that you would just feel like, okay, this is really inappropriate.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Check this out. Now, I'm going to let you think about it. Now, on the verge of yesterday, my boy said he played music that, you know, describes his moves, right? Now, I don't know if y'all heard him say that or not, but all the time yesterday we had this big thing about playing music, about the music that he plays. So,
mm-hmm.
With that being said, I said that, okay, I'm going to take a page out of this book. I'm going to play me some music that I feel like the mood that I'm in. All right? That's cool. So, I'm going to play this song. I'm going to let you think about it, and I need an answer when we come back, Candy. All right? That's cool?
Okay.
All right. Well, now, here's the mood I'm in, so I'm going to play my song. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Get in that twist, I'm trying to pull a muscle. Ready on my body bottle so I can go fuck her. I can blame it on the liquor if I want to suck her. Know I'm ready to fuck bad the motherfucker. I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish somewhere. I want a nice little baby who ain't down left. I got a safe for some push, I feel like fucking. About that pussy, get me in my mood. Knowing that pussy on his way, get me in my groove. Nothing like a bad bitch, body's moving. Lay flat on the bed and look at in the news. Then fuck on every inch of the whole room. Money first, then pussy, then food. Round fat pussy, it's hard to keep her cool. Gotta turn my head so I won't fucking drool. I can tell when I want it, feel my boxer move. Yeah, they pussy get wet when they want it too. Good pussy, the worst thing you can ever lose. I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish somewhere. I want a nice little baby who ain't down left. I got a taste for some pussy, I feel like fucking. I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish somewhere. I want a nice little baby who ain't down left.
Yo, welcome back. Nah, that's the type of food I'm in. Do we have any problems with that? Inappropriate.
Okay.
You say what?
I mean, it ain't inappropriate to me. It's how you feel.
Well, if you were talking to me, motherfucker, it's inappropriate.
Look, bastard, nobody talking to you.
I wouldn't even have a problem with that. It wouldn't be inappropriate to me.
It's inappropriate to me if you were talking to me. Now, if I was talking to Candy, no, it's not appropriate. If you were talking to Candy, no, it's not inappropriate.
No, well,
I don't think it's inappropriate at any time.
Fuck that. Shit. Well,
Not with you. You comparing apples and oranges. Now, you know that question wasn't for you, man.
I know. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? She said she didn't see it inappropriate either way. No, I do. I was just going what she said, sir.
That was appropriate.
Let it go. Let it go, brother. Let it go. All right, we'll check it out. Like you said, inappropriate questions. All right, what we got here? Wait a minute, hold on before we answer. Got my girl online. Dang, what's up, baby?
Hey.
What's going down?
Nothing much.
No, okay. Check this out. Today, I asked somebody a question. I asked a person for sex. They said it was inappropriate the way I asked. Do you think that's an inappropriate question if somebody just asks you if that's what they wanted?
No, I don't think that's inappropriate. You just told them what you wanted. If they don't want to do it, they just say no.
No, okay. Now, let me ask you, what do you think an inappropriate question would be? Do you think there's such thing as an inappropriate question?
I mean, is this somebody you know?
Yeah, I mean,
is this somebody you've been with?
I mean, it's somebody you know, but I'm just saying, just to be like, okay, well, you know, they asked you a question, and, you know.
I don't know what would be inappropriate. I mean, if I know the person, then I should know, then that's just how they are, if I know them. I mean, I ain't somebody just off the street ain't not just going to ask me something like that.
Okay. So you agree, you feel like there's no such thing as an inappropriate question?
I mean, what's other ways you could say it? Either they suck my dick and, I mean, oral pleasure.
Yeah.
What? I mean, what other ways is it?
That's what I'm trying to see. That's what I'm trying to see. What is an inappropriate question?
You should have been more polite with it. Yeah. Excuse me, madam.
I gotta be all nice about that.
I'm just saying, maybe it hurt her feelings. You were too mean.
I mean, she shouldn't have asked she shouldn't have asked if she didn't want to hear it.
I agree. So, I mean, okay, so nobody on the panel right now believes that there's a such thing as an inappropriate question.
No, I don't think so.
And if somebody asking you, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they ask you, you know, motherfucker, you don't know, damn, how much money you making, motherfucker? You know, I think that's inappropriate. If I don't know you, it's none of your damn business how much money I'm making.
Okay. Well, not all right. That's anybody. What I'm talking about is it any? Do you feel like it's at any point in time it's an inappropriate question with a pertaining to sex?
No.
Oh.
I like this crowd, so I pretty much ask y'all anything I want, huh?
Go ahead, my nigga.
Exactly.
Now, I guess the question is, would you do it?
Yes, it would depend on what it is. Yeah, if you just ask for your dick suck, that's like an everyday thing. I thought that's just, you're supposed to get that,
you know,
every
what?
Day, I
and,
thought.
And I said the same thing.
Damn, I love you.
I said the same thing. That should be something that should be done on the...
I didn't mean to cut you off, Cass, man, but damn. You said that. I love you. Marry me. Man, I go to work every day.
I really jump up.
You know, be at work, mother, be like, what's wrong with you? I got my dick sucked. All right, Cass, go ahead, man. My bad.
I mean, shit, if I could write it in the Constitution so we could pass it as a law, I think it should happen.
You know what? I'll vote for that president, too. I will vote for that president.
Men don't get their dick sucked, like, at night before they go to bed or nothing. Y'all don't get that every day.
As well as we should.
Y'all crazy as hell.
I believe, hey, you know what? You're going to be my secretary in the fair.
I will fall asleep with that dick in my mouth.
Oh,
I love sucking dick so much.
And that's what Sin City loves you so.
What's good, everyone? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, butter.
Hey, baby.
What we're trying to see is an inappropriate question. Do you think there's a such thing as an inappropriate question pertaining to sex?
Not inappropriate questions, inappropriate places, but nothing's inappropriate when it comes to sex, especially if you need to know what you mean.
I mean, excuse me, explain inappropriate places.
Inappropriate places, like... You questioning somebody about sexual situation inside a church on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
That's an inappropriate place, you know.
Is it?
Let's make sure we clarify. It's why the preacher is preaching. If this is your wife, that's still inappropriate. You should wait till the man gets through preaching. You know, you got all day. It ain't that serious. If you go to the hospital for a family member who had a heart attack, and you're talking about how hard your dick is, that's an inappropriate situation.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on, brother. You comparing apples and oranges, not. Now, a life-threatening situation is one thing, but that preacher sitting on that podium talking about whatever he's talking about, and I'm looking at my wife, and she's looking good in this dress. I mean, with Mary, it ain't like we doing nothing. We're not doing nothing.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. There's just time and place for everything, regardless of what you say.
Now's the time, and the time is the place.
They just giving their they just giving their testimony. Thank you, Lord, like, for blessing me with this dick.
Okay. I'm today was a day that just blew me away, right? Why I go on the internet today? Well, not even the internet, on my computer pictures, you know, because I just took some pictures of my daughter in her little outfit, and I'm scrolling through the pictures, and I got my son sprawled across my couch with his dick out.
What? He was sitting into his girlfriend.
I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
How old is your son?
I told you, my son is 16 with a size 13 shoe, 6'2".
Oh, he fucking. He posted that all on his
of course. But the thing is, he used my computer.
Hey.
You weren't supposed to see
it. Yeah, you shouldn't have been in there. That's what he's thinking.
Dang. He should have deleted the shit. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, nah, he,
I mean,
that,
I should have
that,
never.
Was his mistake.
Yeah,
yeah,
I shouldn't have never
he
found
just
it.
He forgot to delete it.
He went, hey, dog, he went done sending them out. He was like, shit, he wasn't done sending them out.
He swore up and down it wasn't him because his face wasn't on it.
wait, now. Now, this is how I would have called him up. Now, if I didn't put him on there, and you, then you the only two that deal with this. Is y'all the only two that really deal with the computer?
Right.
Now this is how I would have thought him up. I'd have said, look here. Now, I know for a fact I didn't put the pictures on there. Now, the only other person that deal with this computer is you. And what you trying to tell me is that you got another man's dick on my computer? Now, he said, that's you. Well, you got other dicks on here. And if you got other dicks on here, we got a problem. I bet you that which one you think he'd rather do, confess to it or then have you thinking he gay?
Well, he finally confessed to it because I did basically pull that same thing. I told him, either what you telling me is you and one of your friends are sending each other pictures of y'all dicks back to back. This is a picture of yours. And I mean, or you taking pictures of other people's dicks off the computer and saving them into your hard drive. Either way it go, it don't sound right for me to have a man's penis and ain't my baby daddy's on my computer.
Now you know you got more than your baby daddy penis on your computer. Quit playing.
No, not on this one.
What you say?
No,
not on that one, huh?
Not on this one, no.
The personal computer. The laptop.
You know,
that one everybody got access to.
You know, that's the one everybody uses. So no, I don't put everything on that. Mhm. And that just blew me away. I mean, he was swearing up and down. I don't even got no black shorts. I'm describing his clothes from head to toe. I ain't even got no black shorts. I don't know what you're talking about.
And when he said that, you should have told him.
Nigga, please.
I did. I was like, yeah. You on some bullshit, so I'm just finna look at it like this. You either dick hunting, you swapping pictures with your friend, trying to see whose dick is the bigger. Either way it go, that's gay to me. And either, you know, he got the coughing. I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. I let him get off the phone. When you get your lie together, call me back. He got his lie together, and then he can't call me back with the scenario. She showed me something, so I took a picture and showed her something.
Okay, well, I mean, he's a teenage boy. I mean, I ain't saying that he's right.
I'm glad that you clarified that. Because I understand that he's a teenage boy, and I understand with his father being who he is and then me being who I am, he's going to have issues with sex. And then on top of that, he was blessed with a grown man's penis, so he's happy about that. I understand. But it's just certain things I didn't want to see. It's certain things that I ain't trying to find out, you know?
Yeah, that probably would be one of them.
You know, that's it. That's it right there. I wouldn't try to see him laid across my couch with his dick in his head. Like, what?
Can't sit on that couch again, can't.
You know,
yeah, you don't even
seriously.
Want to sit on that couch no more.
It's like, what has he done on this couch? Because I came home before. I told y'all before when I was having all them problems out of them, and my house smelled like Badussy, and my couches was wet. He swore up and down he was just cleaning off the food that my baby had wasted on the couch.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, why my house smell like this? I don't know what you're talking about. You're hallucinating. You're probably high. I'm like, no. I just came from church. Why my house smelling like Badussy?
He said you high, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, you didn't call the
people. He probably see you with your getting it in.
Well, I found the condom in his, I think I told y'all, I do believe I told y'all, I found the condom in his bedroom on the floor with semen still in it, and he swore up and down. He found it.
Well, that's
hold
good.
That. Wait. Oh, I got to tell you something now. I mean, there's no problem. I mean, he's doing that same thing an average teenager would do. But you got to teach him about some personal hygiene. If he's even nasty as condoms on the floor and he's even wet spotted out.
Well, what I believe is that he got caught up. I came home too fast. You know what I'm saying? I believe that he wasn't expecting me to get home as fast as I did. So wherever he had sex at, he threw the condom in his room thinking I wasn't going to go in there and check, which I believe he had sex on my couch. Because I don't think he took no bitch in his bedroom.
Why do you say that?
Why not?
That would have been an embarrassing situation.
Man, trust me. When you got pussy on the brain and you 16, you don't give a fuck how that room looks.
You know?
Move that motherfucker.
Well, if she saw how that, if he was fucking any bitch that would have allowed him to take her in that bedroom, then I'm glad he had on the condom, shit.
Yeah, that's
what she's 16. She's 16. She horny too. They hormones going out of control.
No.
So they're fucking on sheetrock right about now. So
uh-uh.
It don't matter.
You can't just fuck me anywhere.
Well, that's because you grown now. I should hope not. But then again, why not? Shit, you grown. Shit.
I'm saying, when I was that age, I wouldn't have never wanted somebody to take me in a funky-ass room where every time I inhale, I smell like I'm eating funky odor eaters. Huh?
Once again, we need to talk to you about the hygiene thing going on then.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, my son, It's amazing. It's amazing to me. Like, he's not going to go out the house without making sure he's fresh to death. He ain't going to, you know. But
that's probably because you clean it up for him, don't you?
No, I don't touch his room. I don't go in his room.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, you wouldn't never know it had an odor until he leave his door open for too long.
I don't want to tell you about that one.
You got to clean that room or you're going to start taking something.
Okay, so what do you do when you've done that?
Shit. Dick,
put his ass out. He's 16.
Oh, well, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, clean up one night.
That's all it's going to take, one night. No, I'll take that back because you might have a little girl and go over for a couple of nights. You know what I'm saying? Give him a week. He'll come back crawling to you.
Look, I'm going to tell you like this. He clean. If you give him this speech.
Now, I tell you what. I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours. way. Okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
I'm tossing ass right off the front door.
You know what I'm saying? See ya. He gonna come back the first couple of nights. He's like, nope. You gonna clean that room up? I want that room cleaned tomorrow. When I wake up, I want right. that motherfucker thick and fine. If you don't do it, get the fuck out. He gonna hit that real wood. You know, he gonna stay at the little girl house a couple of nights.
Take a blackjack across his head. And then
yeah,
when
you
wake
can
up,
do that.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
Okay, so what if he don't come home?
Oh, he gonna come home.
What if he don't?
Nah. He officially gonna come home. He gonna come home.
Who gonna hurt it? Him or you?
Repeat that.
I said, who gonna hurt him or you? Trust me. He ain't got no job. He ain't got no money.
Good question.
There we go. Now let's get back to the basis of the topic that we was on. We ain't gonna worry about your son and his condoms right about now. I want to get back to the church thing that you was talking about. I still want to know why would it be inappropriate to if you and your wife was at church for you to talk to your wife about it. For you to talk to your wife about sex. What's wrong with that?
I think, like, if you was at a graduation and somebody was up talking a speech, it's inappropriate for you to talk regardless. Somebody is talking and everybody's trying to listen and be quiet. We're not trying to chime
like
in to your crowd and about
like
your
I'm
dick being hard.
Like, what? I mean, so in other words, you mean to tell me you fought in all urges that you had in any public place all times of life?
If
really?
I have an urge in public places, I'm going to let you know without being letting everybody else know.
I didn't say no. Now, hold on. You didn't
you
hear
say
the
you
question.
Gonna holler it out of the church. Hey,
I didn't say I was going to holler it out. I didn't say I was going to jump in the pool pit and say, yes, sir, and I want to fuck my wife tonight.
I'm just saying, okay. You all, everybody has experience, even if you say you haven't. Sitting next to somebody in a movie theater or in a bus, on a bus or anywhere talking about how hard they dick is and what they'll do to something or what they want to do and what they going to do when they get home. Somebody has experienced somebody else talking about their sex life when really you didn't ask to hear about it.
Okay, now.
And that's considered inappropriate.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think you understand the question. Now, I understand what you're saying about that's just somebody being loud and boisterous. Now,
okay.
I'm just saying, I could be sitting right next to you. We could be in the church and I could whisper it in your ear. Now, is that question still inappropriate?
Not if I'm your wife, no.
Okay, then. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I took
like
the wrong way.
Yeah, like I was going to jump in the pool pit.
No, I wasn't.
Well,
no.
Well, that gets whispered in my ear. My little faker going out. We about to be excused. Excuse us.
You a bad.
Bitches, can we use your office for a minute? Well, hold up. Check it out, y'all. I'm going to go to the song. Janine, if you was ever in church and you felt like singing this song to me, go right ahead. Be my guest.
Be my guest.
Yeah. already. Now you waiting for number three. You ask me what will it take to get me hard again. I say saliva, but see, you ain't got to swallow in. You'd rather have it on your skin. You wanna rub it in. Move your tongue like that once more, girl. I'm about to dud again. Fuck your friends and your business. Asking why I call every day. And why your face is so clean. Just tell them all of Olay. I thought I could run a good race. But girl, you can do miles. Lay on your side, raise up your leg. Let me see that beautiful smile. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna put it all in there. And you relax, but then you ask me to pull your hair. Then I'll do it, you'll scream, but the nut won't last. Cause right before you know it,
and then in the evening, and then before we go to bed.
Okay, what if, you pretty much are all day first. But, but well, yeah, baby. Stay here with me. Everybody step out.
Buddy, are you there?
And mother, she takes a small chronic break, but she watches.
I'm here. I'm here.
Hi, butter.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good.
I haven't seen you in a minute.
I know. I've been going through some things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, my grandmom's not doing too well right now.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah, but. She's gonna get better, so.
Oh, okay, good. Good.
Okay.
She in the hospital?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I won't go into what's wrong with her on the line, but.
Yeah. I'll talk to you on Cincinnati.
Okay.
Okay, baby. You feel like asking the question now?
Okay. The question is,
when's the best time to have sex?
Anytime the dick is hard and erect.
So there's no inappropriate time to have sex?
Not at all.
Then you just contradicted yourself.
Don't even go there.
No, I didn't.
Not going to go there.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
You said that's inappropriate.
I said it's inappropriate to talk while somebody is talking about sex, about anything, and somebody else is talking, and you don't need to be talking that loud where you can hear their conversation. And he said that I had the question wrong. So, no, I did not contradict myself, sweetheart.
Okay, so it's appropriate if you're talking.
Hold up. Before we even go through that, we finna go down. We not even finna change the topic. We finna go down to the next person.
Thank you.
Okay. Timer. I'm going to ask a question.
You.
Best time to have sex, man.
Any time of the day, man. Anytime is the right time, man. Anytime. I mean, if you can...
Anytime.
If you can squeeze it in, go for it. Quickies, longies, whatever.
Janine, baby, what time of the day?
Just say you agree with me.
Who y'all asking?
Yeah.
I'm asking you, baby.
Anytime for me.
Okay. Wait a minute. So before I even ask anybody else, so everybody agree any time of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anybody disagree with any time of the day?
Nope.
Okay. But now, all right, okay, with that being said, but now if you just had to pick a time of the day, you just had to pick a time, a certain time of the day. I understand any time is good. We all believe any time is good. But if you have to just pick a certain time of the day, what would it be? I'm gonna start with you, Candy. What would it be? You just had to pick a time.
In the morning.
Morning time.
Mhm.
Okay. What about you, Wick?
I must agree. Morning.
Morning. Okay. You mean if you just had to pick a time, what would it be?
That time when you just on a short break and you gotta hurry up, so you just come in, you strip your clothes off, and you just like hurry up, fuck me.
So that's pretty much like a midday thing. That's like a midday.
Yeah, right before I'm like going into a meeting.
Right. So that's like that midday thing. Okay, I'm feeling you. Simon. You have to pick any, if you have to pick a certain time of the day.
Evening time for me.
Evening. Like 6 o'clock?
7, 8 o'clock. You know, you even got off work, you relax, and go for it.
Okay. But you have to pick a time.
From probably like 9 o'clock to 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
You talking about in the morning, 9 a.m. to 3 a.m. Okay. Okay.
9 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Okay. All right. And so you like the midnight thing?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds good too. When you just get up in the middle of the night and just sit on the dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Can't be glad that.
Okay. Okay, Chris. Yeah. You have to pick a time of day.
Whenever we're mad at each other.
What?
I said whenever we're mad at each other. That's the best sex. I don't care what time of the day it is. I don't give a damn. Whenever we're mad at each other.
and you do raise a good point, but now you got to pick a time. You got to pick a good night.
Pick a time? Okay. Since you're not supposed to go to bed angry at each other, then in the morning.
Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, now I'm kind of, you know what? I'm kind of surprised that a lot of people said that. Okay, wait a minute. Hold up. We got new Sunshine. What's up, baby?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, Sunshine. We picking the time of day that you gotta have sex. If you had to pick, I know you're going to say any time of the day, but you have to pick a certain time of the day. Which one would it be?
All day.
No, baby, you can't pick all day. It got to be a certain time. We would all love to fuck all day, but you just got to pick a certain time.
Well, let me see. Since I work a split shift, I would have to say midday.
Midday.
Like a lunchtime type thing. Yep.
Okay. You know what? And I, honestly, I am really shocked. I'm shocked at this because I thought a lot of ladies would say nighttime, but I see a lot of ladies believe in the midday. Well, okay, if that's the case. No, but now I'm not saying y'all, but I know a lot of ladies who, like, midday, they just do not want to have sex. It's like, okay, come on, girl, bring your ass home. And it's just like, they like, no, wait till later. Okay, let me ask y'all. Now, why I got y'all women on the phone, I want to ask this. Club hours. Let's just say we at the club. I meet you, you meet me. We know each other. We hit it off. Our whole goal is to hook up that night. We already talked about hooking up. Why in the hell do y'all got to stay at the club till it closes? If you know you're going home with me.
Because you got to party all night. You want to party until the club closes. You want to get your groove on.
Whatever.
Or somebody might be watching both of y'all leaving.
We can roll out.
Yeah.
No, I mean, y'all already got it set up. Y'all already said, okay. Well, check it out. You know, we don't just say we went someplace and we're going to go to the club. And now, okay, let's see. Okay, we get to the club. Let's just say 12 o'clock or I even give it 1 o'clock, 1:15 rolled around. And I'm like, well, shit, you ready? Why is it that y'all like the club ain't even over yet?
How are you going to decide when we're ready?
Right.
Because yeah, I'm ready to
fart.
That's why.
You're ready. Men are ready 24/7, so.
Yeah, you probably should have worded it differently. Like, when do you want to leave? When do you want
to
leave?
Well, maybe she ain't been to the club in a while.
Yeah.
Okay. I love you. Y'all my girl, but I don't agree with that because he just said the sole purpose of y'all hooking up at the club was because y'all supposed to be hooking up after the club. So
right.
for me, that's just like a role play type thing, and I'm going to be ready to go as soon as he gets there. I'm going to be honest.
Mm. I
if you look at it like that, yes, that's the truth. That's the truth.
Because that's the whole purpose.
I agree with
going
you,
out that's the whole purpose going out is because y'all meeting up. So, shit, when he gets up, no, don't grab a drink. We can stop at the L on the way to the crib. Let's go.
Right? I want a party, though. Fuck that. I
want a
party.
But now, hold up. But like I said, I mean, now, can you get mad at me if I say, okay, well, I'm ready to go, you ain't ready to go, I'll find somebody else. I mean, I understand that y'all probably can too, but, I mean, I'll find somebody else. You shouldn't get mad at me, right?
Hell yeah, I'm going to get mad at you.
Yeah, I told you that, Zay.
Okay, wait, like another 45
well,
minutes.
Well, then we should have did it before we went. If you told me that day, then we should have done it before we went to the club.
If I planned it out and I told you, well, look here, this is what we're going to do. We're going to live stuff, and now we're going back to my crib, or we're going back to your crib, or we're going to the hotel. Now, after all that said and done, and you still, like, we get to the club, and you see Jadine and Bud at the club, and you want to kick it with them, and I'm like, well, baby, we already made these plans that you know. Well, now I just want to sit over here and dance with them. Motherfucker, I'm trying to do the mambo when we get in the house. I ain't about to sit there and look at them unless they're coming with us. Then I'll wait, but other than that, shit.
That's what I was just going to say. The next time a female tell you that shit, say your friends can come too, goddamn it. Just solve the whole equation.
Right.
Invite everybody.
That's a good point. Hey, but hold on, man. I don't want to throw you off right quick, dog, but have y'all been on the Sin City page lately? Aaron has stepped her game up.
Who?
Aaron has stepped the game up. She took the game way in the extra inning.
Hey, all right.
Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all need to get on the page and check out those pics.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Congrats. I'm happy for her. I'm actually happy for you guys.
Hey, y'all ain't got to be sounding all mean like that. Now, y'all be nice. Ain't no sense of
we are being nice. I still have,
yeah,
I'm
whatever.
Happy for you fellas.
Now, Prissy, you, now that didn't sound like you were too happy. You was just like, congrats. I'm looking right at you now. I'm looking at you. I see the look going across me. Whatever.
Well, I'm saying I'm just happy for the fellas. I'm happy for you guys. I am. I'm serious.
Oh.
I'm happy for you guys.
Okay. Well, hey, well, hey, check this out, man. We're going to go to this song right quick. Hey, I'm dedicating this song to any two girls. Any two girls, man. Whichever two, come on through. I'm going to dedicate this to any two girls.
Baby, come in the booth, no hands.
Now normally I play the nice guy, yeah. Tonight I'ma show the other side, yeah. Want me to grab you by your neck, I can tell and make you. Ooh, girl, it ain't working unless you're sweating now. Arch your back, girl, arch your back, girl. Meet me upstairs so I can beat it upstairs. Leave that teddy on, take the off. Like Trey say, I can't help but wait. Got that oven preheated. Spray and been a sex, but he ain't teach you how to eat your ass. On your back now, spread it out now. Oh!
Now, normally I don't do this, but I'm.
Which one of y'all?
I'm sorry, man.
Which two of y'all? Which two of y'all going home with me when I get you to the crib?
really know. What? I mean, imagine how I'm flexing. Nobody to rest in. Nobody to cut. Only you and me, though. I'ma make your body blast off torpedo. Yeah, the body missionary, girl, you know we're grown. Put you in positions that you never even know. You know the promo, like, pipe down. And ready's in the stores, like, right now.
Right
I mean,
now.
Right now. Girl, I'm about to turn the lights down. If you ready, scream right now. Oh. We on the man, too. Shot it, this man, too. Get it from the side, show you how to love handles. Got you open toes, curled up, no sandals. Baby, I'ma write my name on it, no vandal. Going in, grabbing your butt. Going in like a Tiger Woods putt. Going in like a Lil Wayne Drake song. Girl, it's Trey songs in your crib. Kissing all on your neck.
Okay, what y'all
whack,
say? Usher killed that song.
That shit was whack as hell, man.
Wow.
Really?
And I can name 10 R. Kelly songs better than that shit.
Wow.
I mean, you can always take it to the pole and see, dog.
I am the pole, man.
If you say so, brother.
I said that shit
anyway.
Is
anyway.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Act like you got some goddamn sense, people! Hey!
Act like you got some
Look,
good, man,
see, you talking all that, man, and I did something nice for you tonight, man, but go ahead.
Oh, well, I apologize, then.
Go ahead, brother. Ask your question.
What you do?
I ain't did it yet, but don't worry about it.
What you talking about, man? We boys, dog.
Hey, man, can you go on with your question? What was you about to ask?
Don't bullshit me.
All right, check this out. I got a question.
Can
okay,
we
let's see,
that?
You say what?
Okay. Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Sound like I'm breaking up. Okay, let's say, your kid, right? Your kid has a friend, right? Your kid's best friend, right? Say you hooked up with your kid's best friend, mother or father. When do you tell the kids?
Hey, if you don't.
But what if you get serious?
That's when you tell them.
Yeah, but my question is, how do you tell them?
I don't know. I ain't telling shit. Miss Johnson is going to be Miss Johnson.
So you going to make her find out?
She could be the freaky bitch when she get over here, but after that, hey Miss Johnson.
Well, let me ask the ladies. Ladies, help me out. How do you tell your son that you're messing around with his best friend's dad? Because this got serious now.
You mean his best friend's mother?
Or his mother. You know, it could go either way. Dad or mother.
I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care?
Mm-mm. No,
yeah,
both of my boys are 24 and 21.
Yeah, but how do you tell them?
I tell them.
Let's say you went to a PTA meeting. You saw a nice looking guy in the audience. You guys started talking.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen, and you find out that that's your son's best friend, father. How do you tell him?
Well, for one, you should already know it was your best friend, your child's best friend, if you knew your child. I mean, if you're keeping up with your child.
Well,
but just tell her. I mean, and ask her how she feels about it.
But how do you tell her though?
I mean, set her down and be like, "I need something to tell you. I got something I gotta tell you."
Yeah, you happy? They happy? You just gotta let her know. I'm happy. It just happened.
Right.
I mean, there's no clear way. I mean, obviously, you happy, and you want her to be happy. See if it's cool with her, so you just gotta let her know. You know, me and her happy. You know, I think it's going farther than what it's going. You know, I just want to ask you, is it okay?
And if she says no, then what?
One minute.
Hey, who is it? Okay.
Right.
I just
ask her
how does she feel about it.
I mean, you talking about ask her. I mean, how you tell it anyway? So you gotta ask her. If you asking that question, me myself, I'll be like, hey, I'm happy. She'll find out when she find out.
But what if she says no? She's not happy with it. Then what?
I don't know.
What she's not happy with it? What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Now, the question
it's really
you
not
asked.
Your child that it's really not your child's opinion to give.
Right. Right, now I got to
exactly.
agree with that. Ain't your child's opinion
it's
to give.
What, and it's just what it is. They are children.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
You don't think it messes up the friendship of the kids?
No. You guys, because now they get to kick it with each other more than what they do in the first place.
I don't know. I'd have a problem with it.
Why would you have a problem with it? If you have a problem with dating the mother of your daughter or the friend, the mother of your friend, of your daughter's best friend, then you shouldn't be with us. If you have a problem with it,
I would.
And don't even start it.
No, I'm
if saying have a problem
my mom.
With it.
If my mom was fucking my best friend father,
anything with his
cool.
mama fucking, he got a problem with it.
That is true.
We understand
just stop putting them two words together, yo mama and fuck it. Just don't even put them together like that.
Because we know he got an issue with
that.
I don't even know why he'd be bringing up that scenario.
I never said why he
got a problem with that. Don't even bring it up.
I'm just saying. God, you got a good memory. That shit was months ago.
Oh man. Okay, hold up. I got a question. I
alright, man. That's got
you. Father, you know,
I'm sorry, dog. She's not lying.
Dog.
You all, you got issues.
Memory, man. I gotta watch what I say from now on. You be archiving
this shit. Oh man. Oh my God. Now that was funny. Okay. Let me ask y'all. Okay. Everybody got somebody, right? I mean, even if it's not your man, somebody you're fucking around with, right? Everybody gets some dick or some pussy from somewhere, right? With the exception of
okay.
we know you celibate. Right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I gotta ask you. What is the most sexiest thing on your mate? The sexiest thing.
To me?
I mean Well, Chris, I know that you're not, you know, I know you took about.
You, can't just say mate. You got to say friend, too, because everybody don't have.
Oh, you know what the fuck I mean. Mate, friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, fuck buddy, whatever. Oh, my God. You and that guy are just some technical-ass niggas today.
Hey, I just know that you got to choose your words right.
Okay, brother. What is the sexiest feature of your friend, or whatever it is?
She got a pretty pussy, man.
A pretty pussy.
Yep, that must be beautiful.
I'm pretty sure you just get you be looking at square in the face, huh?
Got you. I'm like, I got my breath on that one. It hurts. I be trying to go back home.
Right between the eyes.
Right between the eyes.
Okay. All right, man. Pretty pussy. All right. Sandy.
Yes.
Sexy feature on
the. I like,
Really? Really? It take you that long to think about what's sexy about him? Really?
His stockiness.
Wait, man, you made us wait all that time to just say stockiness.
Yeah, because I really don't know what I like.
Baby, what's wrong with you? You just really been long time late. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, I'm just asking because you've been kind of long. Janine.
Well, it was before.
Yeah.
You know?
The sexiest feature on you. Let me word this right, because you know, Wiccan, he's so of your friend, mate, boyfriend, husband, or whatever the case may be.
Sexiest thing to me is his smooth skin, his beard.
Okay. I'm feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
Simon, sexiest thing about her?
Lips.
Okay. Butter. If she jumped back on this phone,
his body. His body, did you hear me? Said his body.
Good Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Sunshine.
His shoulders.
You
I know that sounds crazy. His shoulders. He has broad, wide shoulders, and there's just something about looking at his shoulders. Well, I say his back. Looking at him, his muscular build on the back is just. It's something about a strong back to give me.
Okay.
Let me. Go ahead, finish up, man. Go ahead, finish up. I got one.
The eyes go for me. I think it's the eyes. A motherfucker look at you, just you be sitting there like, okay, you could be mad as hell at motherfucker, and the eyes just, I'm sorry, you be like, I'll smash your fucking forehead. Then you look at the eyes, you be like, like, girl, go sit your ass down somewhere.
And don't let her have on a red nightie or a red bra talking about, I apologize.
Or some red socks.
You got to have a red socks on. Red socks.
And it's over. Yeah.
I bet you your woman or wife or friend or whatever walk around with red socks on, don't they?
No, that's just it. And I was, you know what, Candy? I was just getting to that point right now. I need some pictures. I need some red socks in my life. If y'all ain't gonna get naked, at least show me some red socks.
I honestly got a picture for you, but I mean, when I saw that picture of my son sprawled out, I forgot what my purpose was. I was gonna change my profile picture.
I mean, I heard y'all. I heard when he made the comment about Aaron. Y'all all sounded like, oh, okay, like she did a little too much, which us in Sin City, we do not believe in anything that the lady said, but y'all sound like that. So if need be, just show me some red socks. I mean, we need some more pics on that, y'all. We got to get sexy. We got the sexy women on now. We just need y'all to show how sexy y'all are. We need some sexy pics on that. Don't everybody speak at once.
Hopefully mine be pleasing.
You didn't ask me.
I asked you what, baby?
You didn't ask me the question, what do I find sexy?
Oh, well, because you said that you said you was living a life of celibacy, so I didn't think.
Oh, hell no, but I still know what I like. Damn.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I didn't mean no harm. I thought with you living a life of celibacy, you were trying to stay as far away from a dick as possible. I'm sorry. Okay,
no, I just haven't found it. I just haven't found a dick worthy. That's all. It's not that I'm trying to be celibate. I just haven't found a dick that's worthy. Okay?
Okay,
first of all...
I'm sorry.
First of all, he has to have nice hands. Second of all, he has to have a beautiful smile, nice teeth, nice lips. Third, he has to have a goatee. Fourth, he has to have broad shoulders and strong muscles, strong arms, big arms, broad shoulders. And let's see, sixth, he has to have strong legs.
Oh, well, shit, I'm 4 out of 6, baby. I can do that.
Girl, you describing me, ain't you? You describing me, ain't you? I see you looking at me. You describing me. I see you looking at me, baby.
No, I have a hand fetish. I really do, because my father was a garbage man back in the day when you had to actually lift the garbage cans, get out of the truck and lift the garbage cans and throw the shit in and put the garbage cans back. And he kept his hands immaculate. I always remember him filing them down. His hands were immaculate, and so I just have a thing for hands.
Okay, so I said I had a thing for feet, and everybody went crazy. You got a thing for hands. So, see, you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That just so happened, I just like my wraps in some red socks sometimes, that's all.
If a man doesn't have nice hands, he's through. I'm not even going there. I don't care if he has a nice smile or not. I don't care if he has broad shoulders and strong arms. He doesn't have nice hands, it's a wrap.
I got you.
Seriously, it's a wrap. Because he's gonna be touching me. And I don't want any rough hands, any chewed up fingernails, any calluses, none of that shit on me. No.
Nice and soft, baby. I got the nice hands. I just got a scar on top of my hand, but other than that, they nice and soft, baby. On the top side, where I got the massage chair, real good.
Who's talking?
That's Wick. We're trying to tell you what type of hands you got. Put your hands on the webcam. Let's see if your hands are appropriate for
it. Can't do it. It's not up yet. Time to get it up.
I see you right there. What are you talking about?
Oh, I just got up. I'm trying to go to the camera. Where's the camera at? Oops, wrong way.
Who's talking?
I want to know who's talking.
This Wick.
That was Wick. He was trying to show you his hands.
Oh, okay.
I got some nice for you, girl.
Let me ask you a question. This is for the ladies. I go to pick up my daughter today from school, and there's two girls standing by the car talking. And one of the girls said he's cute, but he got too much hair on his back. Does hair really matter?
Does it
really matter?
It does.
How much the hair is? Does it really, really matter?
Yes, it does. I don't want a man with a hairy ass back.
I know, right?
No.
Especially if it looks like taco meat.
What if he's fine as hell though to you?
Is he what?
I mean, you saw this brother. He looks good to you. Whatever looks good to you, he's there. He got it all. If he take his shirt off, he got a hairy ass back.
Hell no.
Break out the hot wax.
No, he'll have to have that shit go away. He'll have to have it waxed off.
Yeah, if he can't get that waxed off or shaved off, then...
I'm
going
to shave. Why y'all say wax? That shit hurts.
Oh, well, hey, if you want to be with me, you got to go through something.
I can't to get shaved, but you're going to have to get that shit shaved every time. That
I
shit.
Know.
All right, what about the cat hair? Y'all cool with the cat?
As long as it don't look like a jail curl.
Okay, my shit don't look like no jail curl.
As long as it don't look like no taco meat, we good.
I don't know. I don't think that shit should matter. As long as he make you happy, right?
No, he won't make me happy if he has a hairy ass back.
You saying it shouldn't matter, right? So if a female came to you, she was the total package to you from what you could see. Until she took her clothes off and her legs hairy as hell, she don't shave under her arms, her coochie hair's all out of whack, you wouldn't have a problem with that.
Hell yeah.
That's different.
How is that different?
Women do that shit anyway.
That's what your preference is, and that's what our preference is.
How the hell we going to shave our own damn back? Y'all can shave y'all shit. We can't reach our goddamn backs.
Well, then you need to go somewhere where somebody can.
Thank you.
Well, if it bothers a woman, shouldn't a woman shave it for him? Just she'd be like, baby, let's shave your back.
He has to agree to it.
No, because it won't be completely smooth like a wax. A wax will make it smooth and nice, you know. You might have to get it done a few times. But because if you shave it off, then it's not going to be completely smooth and soft.
Oh,
your
no,
back's
I'm
not going to be smooth
you
and soft.
Too much.
And it'll grow back faster.
Okay, I'm just
if
wondering.
If you wax it off.
I heard the two little girls talking about it. I'm like, does that shit really matter? But I guess it does.
Was it talking about you?
No, man, these two little high school girls, man, they were sitting next to my car talking about some dude. She said he's cute, but he got too much hair on his back. I was like, what the fuck?
They must have seen him without a shirt on. He must have had a shirt off for some reason.
They being up there in the school playing basketball in the gym. Sometimes them little boys don't be having their shirts on or they have beaters on and you can see the hair coming up out the beater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering, that's all. That's why
raised up like 4 inches.
It doesn't matter to women. You know, what does it matter to women? Somebody tell me that.
What doesn't matter?
Yeah, what doesn't matter? What's the one thing on a man that you can accept?
Let me think here.
His skin.
Damn.
His what?
Yeah, he has to have a nice, smooth face. Yep. Yep. His body doesn't have to be all that. As far as smoothness, his body doesn't have to be all that. You can take care of that with moisturizer and different things and blah, 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 blah. But I don't know that there's much more than that. Oh, his hair.
Okay, I'm going to go down the line. Candy, what's the one thing on a man that you will accept even though you don't really like it?
Oh, come back to me.
All right, here we go.
You do that.
Janine, what's the one thing you're willing to accept on a man?
His, I guess his hair. Because
okay.
some men look okay bald, some don't.
Right.
Yeah. Like me.
Okay. What about Sunshine? What's the one thing you'll accept on a man? Even though you don't too much like it, but you'll accept it.
Probably the way he shaves his beard and mustache. But let me rephrase that, because see, if the hair on his face look like pubic hair, he got a problem.
Pubic hair? How you get pubic hair on facial hair?
Because some men hair on their face look so rough and look like pubic hair.
Curled up and napped up.
I've never heard that one before, but I'll accept it. Pubic hair.
The one thing, are you going to ask me next?
Sure.
That didn't sound sincere. Go on to
what?
The next person. I said that didn't sound sincere, so go on to the next person. I'll say mine last.
You answered the question first.
No, I didn't. I didn't finish.
Okay, what's yours? What's the one thing that you can accept on a man even though you don't like it?
Him not having a goatee.
Not having a goatee?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
What rude-ass person to turn that dude all the way up like that? This is rude.
Who's doing that?
I don't know. All right, y'all, we coming down to the end.
Hold on, because I didn't get no answer, no question.
Okay, what is the one thing that you can, whatever the question was, one thing you can deal with that you really don't want to?
The way they dress.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good point. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Okay, well, I mean, all right. That's fair.
Yeah.
Once again,
I would prefer for them to dress one way, but they dress another.
Hey, Mama.
Now, see, that's part of my visual package. That has to be, because I can't stand no grown-ass man with no sagging pants.
Right.
That shit is crazy. And you know what? You know the killing part about that? The motherfuckers have on belts. They got on belts, and they still hanging down to their fucking knee.
And that's why I look like they took a shit on themselves to me, and I can't deal with that. I don't want no man. I have to change his damn pamper.
Wait till we old enough for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is crazy. How the hell you sack skinny jeans? Incredible.
When they're that skinny? They're that skinny.
Yeah, grown-ass man with skinny jeans. There's something wrong with that to me, too.
Oh, and the other thing I couldn't deal with is him being shorter than me. That I couldn't accept, him being shorter than me, or my height, or being 5'6".
How about you, Kaz?
What about me?
Answer the question.
Wow. I think with me, it's probably...
Not having red socks.
Yeah, that'd be one, too, but... I think the hair thing, I mean, I can accept short hair, but if your hair is long and you cut it, I'm probably going to look at you like, why did you do that? Then I'm going to ask you why you got your ears showing.
And then you go call him a bald head.
Yeah, oh, and another one is a man that doesn't keep his ears clean.
The Sade looks good on some women, man.
Well, I mean, I know some people do, some people don't. I mean, I'm just saying. Well, check this out, y'all. We coming down to the end of the show. We only got a little time left, so let's hit this wish we call. Hit down the line. Wick, any last words?
Much love, fellas. This was a good show. Holler next week. Peace.
Oh, okay. Candy, any last words?
Nice show. Talk to you next week.
All right. Janae,
you're not coming in the chat room?
I'm in there already.
I know, you're not staying?
Sure.
Hello? Oh, okay. Gotcha, I got that conversation. Right. Janae, let me know first you are.
Oh, good show. Talk to y'all next week.
All right.
That was my son. He knew that was my song, so he turned it up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why you didn't say that. But any last words?
I enjoyed myself. And I will see y'all next week.
All right. Chrissy, any last words?
And I like the feedback.
Oh, okay. Sunshine, any last words?
Yeah, it was a nice show. I'm going to send you some red sock pistols.
Yeah, that's my girl. That's what I'm looking for. No, you got any last words?
Man, chat room, man. Somebody just called in, dude. Somebody just called in. We should bring them in just to see who the hell it is.
We'll
start at 8:30.
Are you sure? I don't see nobody.
Yeah. Who is 540? 540. Area code.
Hello?
540. All right, who is this? Oh, they hung up.
That's from Virginia.
Oh, was it?
Okay.
Yeah, that's Virginia.
What?
Oh, y'all ain't coming into the chat room?
That's all I'm about to say. SinCity.Spoons.com. Hit us off in the chat room. Now, check this out, dog. You talk shit to me all day, but even though they said not to play any R. Kelly, I put R. Kelly song on here just for you, dog. All right,
that's
y'all. Hit us up in the chat room, y'all.
Play that.
Hey, man. They tricked me, man. I thought it was R. Kelly. Oh, well.
No, play that.
Hi. It's all for the love, but there is more things than keep a maintenance fine. And I know the remedy just to kill him from cheating, even if he tried. Hey, was it on Sally now?
Yeah, you got that bomb and what, that prissy stuff. Glad it ain't that gushy stuff.
That cushy stuff?
I don't like the mushy butts. I wish we was like Buffy over Jennifer. Him and her, so much like I and we.
And what that mean?
We just love the booty. All we see in 3D is, booty, 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 booty.
Oh, really? Do me, do me, do me, do me. Run through me like fluid, go through an IV. That's good, I'ma make sure you never will leave. Can I put my booty, booty up in your spaghetti? Daddy, are you ready for the carry from me? Pussy, gushy, mushy, what more you want from me? Cause my feelings hit the ceiling, what you want me to be? Oh, please, pussy, don't mess it up for me. Come on, come on.
Tell me now.